Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Hey, everybody. It's Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, Dr. Amanda Kemp, and I am with you today to share my experience from a recent journey with mushrooms. So I want to share this experience because I've also listened to trip reports from other folks, but not often from other Black people. And I really think that we need to know, as Black people, how we're using plant medicines and what we're uncovering. And I've really been inspired by the example of Tony Moss, who is a ayahuasero, and who shared about one of his journeys with ayahuasca. So in my journey with mushrooms recently, I set the space. I was with my beloved, my frequency mate. I was, in a beautiful setting on a screened-in porch. It was an evening this summer. And it was lovely, right? The whole setting was lovely. And then the intention I set was pretty vague. It was more about, just being available to unconditional love. So we start this whole mushroom journey. And I am finding myself needing to lie down after a little while, which is pretty typical for me when working with plant medicines. I tend to become more internal and my body needs to rest, and I slow way down to absorb information, vibrations that at my normal rate of being, I'm probably missing because I'm so fast, right? So I lie down, just lie down on the couch, slowing down. And all of a sudden, I am hit by waves of sadness. And I start to cry and cry and cry. And I say waves because normally when I cry, I try to figure out what am I sad about. I comfort myself. I take some breaths. And pretty quickly after I start crying, I stop crying. I'm a queen. I'm a mature woman in my late 50s. I've done what I've done to figure out how to survive, right, in this world. And one of my coping mechanisms has been to not cry a long time when I cry. Well, in this situation, I just kept crying. I kept crying. And every time I caught my breath thinking, okay, we don't have to keep crying, I would start crying again. And finally, I was just letting myself, I was just telling myself, trying to stop is what's making me cry more. So I was just letting the tears happen, letting the tears flow. Really touching into my heart center where that pain was being felt and just letting myself feel that pain. And not trying to, think it through or make it better, but just letting myself feel it. And so waves and waves of tears, my beloved's checking in with me, and I'm letting him know that I just need to cry. And what was so beautiful was that my beloved did not try to fix it, didn't try to comfort me, just was present and let me unfold on the healing through the grieving. But at one point he said something and it made me laugh. And then I just started laughing and laughing. And I realized, wow, grief and tears, grief and laughter are like roommates. They're like twin sisters, like not identical, but they are very close, because I started laughing and it was just waves of laughter. Oh, it felt so good to have this belly laugh, to really just appreciate, you know, who my partner is, appreciate myself and appreciate, you know, being on planet Earth where things are ridiculous sometimes. And where people are ridiculous sometimes, including myself, and just laugh. Ah, it felt so good. And then I felt, you know, my beloved was talking about the plants in this house we're renting out. They needed some, water. And all of a sudden I started crying again because I felt so sad that the plants where we're staying, were being objectified, that they weren't being treated as loving, living beings. They were being treated like as if they were plastic and didn't need attention and water, nurture, and communication. So I started crying again, waves and waves of grief. And I was like, and as I was crying, I also had an awareness like, oh my gosh, I am a highly empathic person. And how I've gotten through is by walling off my feelings a lot, like living in the realm of, you know, the mind and being a kind person, but really not letting myself feel what I really do feel for living beings, the level of compassion and empathy that I actually do feel. And as I was reflecting on this, you know, with the waves and hearing my beloved take care of these plants so lovingly, I just started, you know, appreciating and loving myself as this empathetic person who's managing life on planet Earth by putting walls around her heart and then this plant medicine helping me to let the walls go down, to actually see that I could feel grief and laughter and hold both of them as the roommates they are inside of me. So that was one really beautiful gift from this journey. The second beautiful gift was as I was there, I was thinking about my partner, you know, who was a white man. And I've had various questions and doubts over the course of our 10-year relationship, 11-year relationship, about our timing, about our, you know, are we really meant to be together? You know, is there some way that I'm capitulating to white supremacy by being in a partnership with a white man? Like, you know, I've had various questions I've asked myself, hard questions. And I've also, obviously, if I've been in this relationship for 11 years, had lots of commitment, you know, to it and to him. And so even though I didn't go into the plant journey with this as a question, as we were in it, and as I was crying, and then my crying became toning. So as I was feeling this pain in my heart, it's like, it became toning. And because my beloved, his voice often comes through the violin, he then, you know, just decided to bring his violin into conversation with me with the tone. And as I was toning, holding really long notes, holding deep, deep notes, he would find them and extend them. So every time I needed a breath, I noticed that his violin would carry the note through. And then I would take my breath and then I could pick it back up. And I started thinking about how that is the beauty of a partnership, of our partnership, is that he can find the frequency that I'm on and carry it very easily. And I didn't know that it was a hard thing to do until I've looked at little collaborations with other people And I have felt the lack of sharing the frequency. And therefore, it just feels like a lot of work to collaborate. Whereas with him, it's very easy to get on the frequency. And as, you know, during this mushroom journey, I was like, oh, he really is my frequency mate. He's his instrument, the violin, is, it's like it can enhance and carry further than my voice on its own. And I also had this beautiful sense that the chords that the violin was playing were wrapped around my tone and protecting it. It was like, that's the best way I can put it. Like the vibrational energy medicine that I am emitting and giving and sharing with the world are protected in the chords that he plays. And then of course his instruments helps to amplify it. And I had a few other realizations about him that I don't want to share here publicly, but they were very funny and very fun for me to share with him in the midst of the journey and then to talk about again afterwards. So I guess the last thing I want to share about this experience was that it just confirmed that my purpose is to emit, is to broadcast a frequency from the heart, clearly 100% broadcast that frequency from the heart. And so that may or may not be with words. And in broadcasting it, I am supported. And one of the key members of my support team is my partner, who is also here in part to provide protection. You know how you like have a beautiful case to protect maybe a beautiful instrument, a beautiful computer, something really, really valuable piece of equipment. It's all cushioned. It's got styrofoam. I mean, that thing is protected, right, from damage. That was what his chordal frequencies do for my broadcasting, for what I emit. So I would love to hear if other people have journeys that they want to share about. Please feel free to share about that. Email me, amanda@dramandakemp.com. As I've said here, I've mentioned mushrooms, but I haven't talked about which kinds of mushrooms or any kind of illegal activity. And this is not an endorsement for anything that is illegal or contrary to your good and great and fabulous health. So that's my disclaimer. And if you feel like you are on this frequency, if you feel a real resonance with my frequency, please let me know. I would love to amplify us all. I would love to like braid our voices, our tones together. I would love to have us all be grounded and feel very nourished and supported and joyful and comforted when we feel sad, all of that. So please stay in touch. Thank you. Peace. Thank you for listening to my first ever public trip report. I hope that that was helpful for you to hear about laughter and grief being side by side, for you to have a discussion about frequency and how we meet each other on the level of frequency. And I think that's even more important than words. And frequency isn't exactly emotion either. It's really an energetic space. And emotions are energy, but they're, but there's energy that we carry that isn't limited to emotion. So if you heard something that resonates with you, if you want to be in community, I invite you to join the Mother Tree community. I invite you to please leave us some stars or review. You can tag us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Just tag Dr. Amanda Kemp 1 or on LinkedIn, Dr. Amanda Kemp. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this episode and your suggestions for future guests. Peace and love.